Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan, a spiritual director and a member of her congregation's leadership team. Sister Judith Ann's preaching is entitled, Can You Drink the Cup?
A reading from the book of Paul to the Corinthians. Chapter 4, verse 7 and following. We are only the earthenware jars that hold this treasure. To make it clear that such an overwhelming power comes from God and not from us. We carry with us in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus too may always be seen in our body. Indeed, while we are still alive, we are consigned to our death every day for the sake of Jesus, so that in our mortal flesh, the life of Jesus too may be openly shown. And a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew chapter 20. The mother of Zebedee's sons came with her sons to make a request of Jesus, and she bowed low. And Jesus said to her, "What is it you want?" She said to him, "Promise that these two sons of mine may sit one at your right and one at the left in your kingdom." "You do not know what you are asking," Jesus answered. "Can you drink the cup that I am going to drink?" They replied, "We can." "Very well," he said, "you shall drink my cup. But as for seats at my right and at my left, these are not mine to grant. They belong to those to whom they have been allotted by my Father." When the other 10 heard this, they were indignant with the two brothers. And Jesus called them and said, "Anyone who wants to be great among you must be your servant, and anyone who wants to be first among you must be your slave." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, the Feast of St. James, these two readings, the first from Corinthians and the second from Matthew's Gospel, seem to me to belong very close to it together. Isn't it inspiring to look at a person you know who is carrying a heavy cross, drinking from a cup of suffering, yet the face of Jesus seems to radiate from their very being? Such a person fulfills what Paul reminds us of in today's first reading, that we are called to carry in our bodies the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen. Then, in the Gospel, we hear Jesus asking James and John if they can drink from the cup of his suffering. Their mother had come to Jesus wanting her boys to sit at his right and left in the kingdom. What a request! No wonder the other 10 were angry with the two brothers. They would, of course, be thinking, "And what about us? Are we not on this journey together?" Now let's listen to the wisdom of Jesus in response to the request. "Can you drink the cup that I am about to drink?" The brother's response, "We can," is really a knee-jerk reaction with no time or reflection even to consider if and how they can do this. So Jesus replies that yes, indeed, they will have to drink the cup, carry his death in their bodies. But it is not for him to decide who will sit where in the kingdom. Today, Jesus asks us if we can drink the cup. What response do we give to him? I believe my initial response is, well, usually, no. Of myself, I know I'm not able to drink the cup. I am completely reliant on God's grace, without whom I can do nothing. As Paul reminds us, we hold the treasure in earthen vessels. We carry within us, in the frailty of who we are, the life and death of Jesus. Experience tells us that of ourselves, our earthen vessels are too fragile to identify with Jesus in drinking from his cup. Yet, together, we can, and we do, drink from his cup. I know in my community, we often say to each other, well, I could never have done that, or even dreamt of doing the other, on my own. In other words, we recognize we could never have drunk the cup of suffering without the love and the support of each other. Can you drink this cup? No, not alone. Can you drink this cup? Yes, with God's grace and the support of others. Each time we are present at Eucharist, we go forward as community to drink the cup, to take into the earthen vessels of our bodies the life of Jesus, where his death has also been made manifest. What a wonderful reminder that together we can drink from the cup of suffering and the cup of joy. Yes, at times our cup of joy is overflowing, especially when we experience the love and strength of our sisters and brothers, which gives the assurance that with God, we can do all things. We can drink the cup of the moment and show forth the life and the death of Jesus. Amen.